first have to see the criteria of their mentality at this processes of the game.
Yes, sir.
Of reality of the same.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying by that?
Yes, sir.
In other words, we're not going to exceed beyond that boundary until we see what we have here as a mannerism of children's.
Yes, sir.
And learning.
Yes, sir.
I mean, why spend $1 billion on children's trying to learn, and the children's is going down there not learning, they might turn the corner and go in another direction. We have to have visual contact and study of the individual child or the vehicle, the plant life vehicle that is in our hands.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So, Jala, who's
out in front of, I mean, the foods of Russian with white people's never thread.
Yes, sir.
Because you go in with conscience. Just because you say assalamu alaikum, or just because you say I'm your so-called daughter, or I'm your so-called son, that don't mean nothing.
Yes, sir.
Or I'm your so-called mother, or I'm your so-called uncle, or I'm your so-called... If we only have one real uncle, mother, brother, father, sister, husband, wife, everything, and the future generations, and the generations before, and that's Allah, God, and the person, the master, the father, the Muhammad, and the most honorable, the Elijah, Muhammad, through Master J. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
These are all that is within all.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Sajala who, sir?
Sajala who?
Sajala who? But you can understand that Allah, God, then the person, the Master of Allah, Chief of Allah, Muhammad, is the Messenger of the Most Honorable Prophet Muhammad, is he must be brought to the light as our all that is within all. He's our beforehand, he's our now hand, and he's our future hand.
Yes, sir.
In other words, he's our father, he's our lover, he's our child, he's our aunt, uncles, and third cousins, 28 cousins, and brothers, and whatever you want. He's that all that is within all.
Yes, sir.
We have to see him in that perspective.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true? So he covers our all and within all relationships.
Yes, sir.
Of mentality and everything. Can you understand that particular thing and the importance of that?
Yes, sir.
That's why we build our world. See, we build our world around that, and then that's a solid foundation. We don't build our world around Joe Blow, Michael, Tom, Harry, and Dick.
Yes, sir.
Or Dick, lip, fingertips, and bubble gum.
Yes, sir.
We build our world around that, what we see that has been proven and tested and tried to be, and that is the nation of Islam, as taught by Master Wallace D. Farai Muhammad and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and especially through Master J in this day and time.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's something that we know that has been tried. That's something that's why our works go before us. We're able to see. It's easy to ride in a train knowing where we're going than to ride in a train not knowing where we're going. We're able to see that was the best thing that was beneficial to our peoples. We know about Christianity ain't done nothing to our peoples but enslave them.
That's right, sir.
We know baptism ain't done nothing for our people but enslave them.
Yes, sir.
We know yoga hasn't done nothing for our peoples over here because we don't have time to be trying to put our leg this way and stand on our head that way and do all these other kind of twists just to get Kundalini or the serpent power of the third eye open or just to get a union between the coming power of the spine to the brain.
Yes, sir.
We don't have that kind of time when you can activate it by becoming spiritual. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
We don't have time to run off into a cave and let our hair grow wild on our head and stuff in deep contemplation and meditation of how to levitate or to get down on some martial arts talking about we want to get down or to go around the corner shooting the gun trying to figure out how we're going to become a marksman. We don't have that kind of time for foolishness.
Yes, sir.
That's why the nation of Islam, our works go before us through the messenger of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, by the teachings that Master Wallace D. Farai Muhammad laid down to him to guide us and show us what greater weapon than the weapon of truth.
Yes, sir.
Entire submission to the will of Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace D. Farai Muhammad and his messenger of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you see he walked through this valley of death. You see he walked through and he felt no evil. And no harm befalls him. The only harm that befalls the peoples in the nation of Islam is those who begin to want to grow astray or try to figure out some other kind of way.
Yes, sir.
All hell broke loose on them on that day.
Yes, sir.
But the ones who held fast, the ones who walked the walk that Allah, God, and the person of Master Wallace D. Farai Muhammad walked first through here, and his messenger walked second through here, and he brought the followers through here, was sufficient enough to show you we don't need no weapons, do we, dear?
Yes, sir.
Is that not the truth?
Yes, sir.
You see that we was able to feed peoples and clean up the neighborhoods and re-educate our children and pull the skirt tail down on our sisters, civilized and cultured people. We seen that this did that. That didn't make us turn up our nose at our peoples in the street. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
What we need now is the second resurrection of the Lord God in the presence of the Master of Allah. God Muhammad and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Master J, the one that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said that would come this way.
Yes, sir.
In this
Sajalu.
Sajalahu, and assalamu alaikum to the degree of the clear this master fan of the year of our Lord, the post of dust of now, the communique. Who's there?
Ansel Muhammad, so called Cynthia, sir.
Who?
Ansel Muhammad, so called Cynthia.
Okay, well, I'll pray to do that. I got in the prison of the Master of the Chief of the Messenger 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 of the It reminded me of a statement of wisdom and knowledge of the sage. And it says that the sage was there and said that he came and knocked on the door. A person came and knocked on the door and he was knocking on the door and said, who's there? He said, it's I. They said, we don't know no I. So they went and answered, went over the door. He knocked on the door again and said, listen, look here. It is I at the door. They said, we don't know no I. So he knocked on the door real hard, getting emotionally moved and stuff, and they said, what is it that you want? Who is it? He said, it is I, thyself. They opened the door and said, welcome in.
Yes, sir.
All praises to that's just like the same statement that Allah God, the person of Master of Allah, Jesus, Allah Muhammad, and his message, the most honorable Allah Muhammad, put out there to Master James for the wisdom and knowledge of the kindness of the righteous way of entire submission of recognizing the right way. Just like we said, there were a group of peoples that was gathered in the room, and one group of peoples were just peoples. They were gathered in the room and had all mannerism of every kind of food that you could think of that was good to eat or that was to be eatable that was in this room. And all of them was given a long, long spoon to eat with. And they hurried in there and they sit down to the big joyous meal of the marriage that was about to take place. And they sit down and they got ready to eat. So their spoons with long handle spoons, you know, about a yard or a yard and a half spoon. They sit down and they became frustrated because they could not eat. They were trying to eat with this, but the spoon handles was too long. And they couldn't get it to their mouth. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And they was all frustrated. They began to cuss and rat and rave and really begin to have misery and stuff. You know, look at each other all evil. Then they're gathered in the other room of the great marriage, of the great meal that was coming. They gathered at the reception in the other room, and they all had these big, long handle spoons, you know? And say they went in, and it was much healthy, beautiful food. And they were religious peoples. They were righteous peoples raised by Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace Deep Allah Muhammad and his messenger the most honorable Elijah Muhammad in the righteous way through the Master Jay. And they sit down to the supper of the marriage and they have the lamb and the groom. They sit down and they all dip their spoons in, and it was easy for all of them of righteousness to eat, because as they dipped their spoon in, each one of them fed each other.
Yes, sir.
Instead of being chefs trying to feed their chef.
Yes, sir.
So they all was able to eat and be filled and be merry.
Yes, sir.
And that is a lesson for the righteous.
Yes, sir.
Of how working together with each other, you can perfect a beautiful harmony of peace.
Yes, sir.
And that's what Allah God in the person of the Master of Allah, Steve Farad Muhammad, has blessed in the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, is here to do in the second resurrection. Do Master J.
Yes, sir.
The answer El Muhammad's way.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
This is why I was saying that we have to take care of our person, we have to take care of business too, though, you know. I mean, everything is on time, in time, all the time. What I'm getting at here is what is being said here. We have to take care of that other business where the sister's got to go down to that building sooner. Ladies, you can't keep putting off going down to take care of that social thing down here at the building, the clinics, or whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
That, you know, down here at the building where they got to finish out their paperwork, you can't keep putting it up because they don't want to say, well, how are you surviving there?
That's right, yes, sir.
So the sooner you get to that, too, you never put off for tomorrow what you can do today. That's one reason that I was telling her on the tape the other day, that I got in the prison of the Master of the Chief of the Mama said that they should go out back and forth every night, even through the night or it again. Cut it off. Start it again. You know, if you don't want to walk back and forth out to the garage, out there, leave the pipe down for the front for a while and start it and cut it off. Start it and cut it off. You got to do that. And another thing, you have to start storing that other car, that Cadillac out there that you know that you have, storing that in the garage out of the weapon. So it'll be a lot less time that you have to clean it.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, like my so-called father used to teach us, and as they tell people, I wouldn't buy a new car if I didn't have a garage to park it in, because you don't park a new car on the street.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying that's the way the old school taught.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's why they tell you when you read papers and you're purchasing cars, they say garage kept car.
Yes, sir.
You tell a garage kept car and a car out on the street.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
It's a distinguished thing, and you're going to have more trouble out of a street-kept car than you would out of a garage-kept car.
Yes, sir.
A garage-kept car is almost like it's preserved in a time capsule.
Yes, sir.
So when you clean it up all the way and get it clean, you're supposed to keep it in the garage. That's the car cover.
Yes, sir.
And then for a cheaper way, you can get a car cover to cover it. Or for a cheaper way, you get a car cover when you're going downtown somewhere and you want to cover it up and you're going to be somewhere for a while, somewhere downtown in another place. You can cover it up when you're away from your garage. Therefore, your paint job and your tire clean, that you eliminate a lot of the cleaning process because it's kept clean.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So whenever you got the van started, you're supposed to move it over and make space. It would have been better to leave the two vans out front and let the car occupy the garage.
Yes, sir. And as the so-called Erica pushed her car into the garage yesterday when they were trying to do something to it, I don't know, but I told her that it couldn't stay in the garage because I was going to start parking the car in the garage.
Well, you park the Cadillac in the garage and leave the little car in the garage and leave the van out front.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that a lot better?
Yes, sir.
Don't would that make a lot of sense? Put that a lot bar on the steering wheel on the van out front.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to have a car just sitting out in the front that's not running. That's the ghetto way.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You know, you park them in the front or you sit them on the grass and you let them sit there and they mold on into the ground.
Yes, sir.
Then you got more damage.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, the car I was going to tell you to push that would originally was to put the other car into the garage two or three times and put it into the shop or whatever is going to be needed to be did to it.
Yes, sir.
So that's the way that you do that. And it's just a little car. You can just sit over in the side. It's just like Sister Anselm on the so-called Erica. I'm talking about in this little boutique-ishness.
Yes, sir.
When you say push, you got me kind of there. Yeah, I hear you, but you still got me wondering, push, where'd she get the weight from? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. What'd you pick to say, ma'am?
I got in the person Master was before Muhammad, the Master was on Elijah Muhammad has me to see. I believe the sister is trying to charge the battery, the little so-called Sade, she goes to school about 11 something, and I believe, all I got in the person, Master Was Depart Muhammad, Master Mosan of Elijah Muhammad, have me to perceive that she may be in the thought mannerism of probably taking the child to school and picking her up, and I was wondering if that would be.
But that's what the other cars and stuff is for, but not for her to go and pick her up by herself, because we do not violate those particular laws.
All right, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Understand, you, before you become aware of it, it's laid down to you, you didn't have no other way, you go that way. But when you don't have driver's license and stuff, we do not violate those particular kind of laws. Not after Allah God in the prison, after Allah Deep Allah Mama, the Most High Mama awakens you. Then you go to the motor vehicle department and you get yourself a Sajala Rahu set.
All right.
I was speaking to Brother Anthony Mansukar Scott. Scotty. Okay, and another thing I wanted to say right here. You know the paper, the newspaper that was up here that Brother Anthony Mama so-called Duran Young been getting?
Yes, sir.
Well, you call down to the newspaper place and have it, let them know that he is not here and put it over to, and have it transferred over into Brother Anselm on the so-called Scotty Crawford.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So that it doesn't just sit out there and everybody else, anybody is getting the use of it.
Yes, sir.
So because he be trying to get to it, but they pass it among yourself, whoever gets to it first, but Brother Anselm on the so-called Scotty, but so have it transferred to Brother Anselm on the so-called Scotty Crawford.
Yes, sir.
And you do that as soon as you possibly can, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now another thing I was going to tell you is that the Montgomery Wards have these people that come out and they measure for you, they have the interior decorators and they come out and they measure your windows and stuff and different things, you know, and look at it and give you an idea of what to go good with that design in there in case you don't know, you know, like an interior decorator and
yes,
it, for nothing.
Yes, sir.
And the ad is in the paper.
All right,
And then